This call is being recorded.
Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here with you to assist you in any way that we can, as we always do. That's what we are here for, to be of service. And before we would take questions, Shira is standing by, but before we would take questions, we wish to address something here. And two things, actually. The first is the idea that there are many things that are coming out, many various rumors and information of all different kinds. And just as you have been doing for some time now, it is good that you continue to use your discernment through all of this. For there is much information and much disinformation that is out there. But there are various rumors that are coming out. And from what we can see from our point of view here, these rumors have a basis in fact. This is much of what is going on in the background, as you have heard many times. There are many things that are happening in the background that are still out of your conscious knowing here. But these things are occurring, and there are many happenings that are going to increase. And soon, not very far off now, you are going to begin to have these many things, these many changes that have been spoken of. And they are just on your doorstep here now. Now, the second thing is the idea of the energies that are coming into the planet and affecting you in various ways, your bodies, your emotional situation within you. All of these things are being affected by these energies, and you're being affected by these energies in many different ways. You have talked about this as ascension symptoms and all of these things. And everybody has a different way of working through these energies. But working through them, you are. And that is what we wish to say here now, that you are working through these energies and you are moving through the various changes that are going on, some not so good, some very good. Some very seemingly very positive, some not so much so, in terms of maybe get the feeling like you're getting kicked in the head or something of this nature. And we can tell you, though, that this is temporary. You are not being forsaken or anything of this nature. It is not like you have been forgotten as the light workers, for certainly that would never happen. We are very much aware of all of you, each and every one of you, and as are all of the ascended masters, all of the company of heaven. Many of the galactics are very much aware of you in this particular group even. As you are continuing to move along through this journey that you are on. And you are doing everything that you need to do to bring this all about, to make all of these changes happen, to bring all of this orchestration together, as we have been speaking of. So just continue to move on. If you are having a difficult time, it will pass. It will move through. Just continue to go with the flow, let things be, and even though you feel like you're getting kicked here, you will be able to kick back and not too far off here. So just allow it to happen, allow it to continue, and you will find that everything is going to work out just the way it needs to. Because it is the way it has to be for you. You all have your contracts that you came in with, and you are working through those various contracts. Sometimes they have been changed through various reasons, but for the most part, you are working through this. So if you are having experiences, somewhat negative experiences now, it is a cleansing process that is going on. You are moving through the various energies that are, in many cases, bombarding your bodies and your emotional standpoint and your central nervous system, and all of these things are being affected by this. But do not be too concerned about it, because it is all going to pass, okay? We will take questions now. One who serves, and Ashira, who is standing by. Any questions here?
Namaskar, Anubhu Sir and Ashira. This is Sushila. Actually, I'm having such a horrible life here. I don't know what to do, because the people every time say me, they criticizing me. They imagine me, I'm a fool and I'm mad. And having the certificate, I am the mental. Every time pushing me out of the house, they left my baby all alone in the house. Really, the homeless people is better than me, because they know that they are homeless. I am living here, but I don't know when they will push me out of the house.
Unfortunately, we are not able to understand this question directly. Tashira, do you understand here?
No, I do not.
We could not understand what you were asking here. Need to speak bit more clearly?
Yeah, my life is so horrible here. The people keep on criticizing me. In their imagination.
Hold, please. That we hear. Your life is somewhat difficult now, and many people are criticizing you. And this is what we are speaking of here, in terms of working through all of this, that this will pass. These things will pass. They are temporary and not meant to hold you down in any respect. These things will move on. Ashira, anything to add here?
I wanted to hear a little more from her, please.
Very good. And if you would share just a little bit more here?
Because I'm really tough time here. This marriage life making me mad. I'm not happy here. Even I don't have peace. So I am fine. So whatever happened, I can take it easy. I can move. But I am thinking of my son. I cannot make any decision. So in this situation, my vibration is getting down, because I am emotionally not stable. Nobody is here. I'm from India, so my family side is nobody supporting me. I'm not having any contact with them. All alone, I am here with my baby. Even though I cannot decide anything because of my baby, Sanat.
Sierra?
Because my husband is telling he wants to divorce me. He will send me back to India. I have left my baby here. Otherwise, I can take my baby. He is giving these options.
Dear one. Take a breath. Just stop a moment and take a breath. Look at everything that you have in front of you. You are in a state at this point in time that is fairly out of control. And so if you can get yourself into control, take a breath. We know that things do not seem as they should for you and what you hope to accomplish in this marriage and in this life. But indeed, all of this is going to pass. This is all for you and your family to cleanse through. We know that you feel desperate at the moment. But if you can hang on, breathing deeply and awakening tomorrow with a new day, you will see things improve. We are sorry for you in this state that you are in, where it blocks any of the good to come to you. But as you free yourself from these feelings of desperation, you will see that good come back and flush over you. All right? One who serves.
Very good. Wonderful answer.
Thank you.
any other questions here?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Other questions? Anybody?
Yes, this is Sue, and I listened to your opening comments, One Who Serves. Thank you very much. And thank you, Ashira, for your presence here tonight. I guess I'm asking if there's any possible specific feedback for me in response to the experience of the being so very, very dizzy in the middle of the night. And then later on, early toward morning, having this dream about global ascension. I know this is all processing on many levels for me, but is there any further specific information? And it sounds in some respects like we're all in the same boat. In one way or another, either emotionally or physically, or circumstances in our lives, and it's to be patient, and this too will pass. But if there's any specific guidance for me, I'm would be happy to hear it from either one of you. Thank you.
Sierra, do you want to?
I will take this first. Dear one, your experience that you discussed tonight with the dizziness when you awoke and then having the dream later, what a wonderful confirmation for you to have a dream of global ascension.
Mm.
It helps you to see that all of these things that you are experiencing are worthwhile. They are all helping you move forward in your own path towards global ascension, but that what everyone is going to be enjoying is that feeling of being one with all in that global experience. So we would say, just go on with the ride. Take each day at a time, each symptom at a time. Everybody has had a variety of different symptoms over the last few years. This has affected sleep, this has affected all kinds of things. It has affected diet, has affected weight gain and weight loss. All types of things. And so much of it has to do with your life experience, your life that you bring with you, and your life that you are planning for the future. And all of these come to you to awaken your DNA, to awaken your chakras, and to get rid of the stuff that doesn't work for you anymore. How does that sound?
All right. If I can indulge you, one more question that came to me as you mentioned DNA. You know, at the advance, I think it was one of the serms who said that our DNA had been changed during that weekend. Could you amplify or expand a little bit more on that statement?
Yes, your DNA has changed. All of it changed. With all of you that were there and those of you participated with the calls, and even those that have read the various work that came or listened to it, all of this is changing. And certainly as this third wave comes through, there is going to be much more changing. So those of you that are not experiencing anything yet, get ready, because you are going to. There is going to be more pronounced experiences as this wave moves through. You are going to, if you are feeling somewhat dizzy or something of this nature, it is going to increase. You are going to have more things that are going to you are going to be going through. But nothing too alarming, nothing too much, because you have been acclimating to these energies all along. but this is not the same for some others who are going to be experiencing this wave as it comes through as the first one for them. And this will create an awakening process with them, but it will also begin to affect them as well. And just as you have had your various ascension symptoms through all of these energies, they will begin to have theirs now also. So everyone is going to be affected in different ways and have their own experiences. But we tell you over and over, just go with it. Just allow it to be. Do not be too concerned one way or the other. Do not, as the Sherida said, take a breath. Take a deep breath, many deep breaths. And let it move through you. Let these energies move through you, knowing that when you wake the next morning, everything will be good again. Everything will be fine. Because this is not meant to alter your entire life. This is just to change things a little bit as you are moving through these energies. Okay? Anything to add here, Ishira?
Yes, and remember, as you move forward in this couple of months, you will see the veil come down more and more and more. You will see all kinds of exciting new sights that you have not seen before. You may see fairies. You may see spheres of spirit. You may see UFOs. You may see your galactic brothers and sisters. You may see anything. So keep your eyes open and get ready for the show.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions here? Then we are ready to release channel. Just keep going on, as Ishira says. Get ready to watch the show. It is going to be amazing as it continues to open up in front of you. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you. I bless you.
I am Ishira. Yes, we can hear how so many of you are having challenging times with these energies and what they bring up. And when they come up for you, strive very hard not to get into calling things good or bad. Move out of the polarity. Move into balance. Move into balance. It may not look good at this moment, but then the next moment or the next day, things can change. Things are in the middle of change as we speak. Things are in the middle of changing over to this new world that you have been creating. These new experiences that you have been calling forth. These are the last remnants of the old that are shaking loose in your systems, shaking loose in your lives. We know Susan has had her own things dealing with as well. And we sit on her side and we say, take a breath. These are good times. Even if it does not look good at the moment to you, these are good times. And as peace and love break out throughout the world, be in a place where you can see that in your life as well. All of my love and blessings. Namaste.
Namaste.